Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1570. We're learning today. Lulu Nishmas Moshe Doig Bemerbar and Zizel. Lulu Nishmas Lima Bas Ramoshe and Rafur Shlem Elisheva Bas Yudis Rezel. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, so interesting question. The question is, does it have this chasar in case we've been talking about expensive items? Something that's not allowed to be used on Shabbos, fine. So, in general, unless it's mamish, somebody won't use it at all, even if it is a usable item. We spoke about all that. The question is, what about something that's not expensive, but somebody's still makbid, somebody's still very particular that nobody should use it at all? It just shouldn't be used, finished. So is there, does it have to be worth a lot of money? Does this, for something to be classified as quote unquote chasar and kis, does it mamish have to be worth a lot of money? So Rabadna brings down actually in his sefer on page 66, Rabadna has a whole sefer on muksa, which we will be trying to work out of a little bit also here and there. Like we've been mentioning, we're going to try and mix it up a little bit here, a little bit there. Baruch Hashem, there's so many sfarim written on muksa, and try and get different angles on each thing. So he says in conjunction with chasar and kis, does it have to be expensive, right? In many cases, it says muksa machmas chasar and kis, which is muksa due to the concern for monetary loss. That's what lemaisa, it's muksa that's due to the concern for monetary loss. It relates to expensive items. In many cases, which is usually the case, right? To have, let's say, he brings a case, an expensive camera. Again, the camera is obviously also to be used on Shabbos, but I have an expensive camera, and so it's withheld from the general use by the owner for fear of monetary loss. I'm not going to let anybody use it, even during the week. The point is, even during the week, I don't just let it, whatever. It's a very expensive thing. It's very precious to me, and I put it in a special place. So this type of muksa is not limited only to expensive items, he says. In that case, the camera, fine, so it's expensive. But it's not only limited to expensive items, he explains. As it also applies to inexpensive items. You could have something that's not so expensive, right? Which the owner withholds from the general use for fear of monetary loss. The person does not want to have anybody use it because of the fact he's afraid he's going to lose. It's a concern for the monetary loss over here. The determining factor of muksa, machmas, chasar, and kis is that the owner would not use the item for the general, would not use the item for general usage for fear of monetary loss. That's the point over here. So it doesn't bedafka have to be brought. There's no dollar amount. You know, well, it has to be more than $1,000, more than $5,000. There's no actual dollar amount that we put on this item. But once we say that that the person is a concern for monetary loss, so then it would fall under that category. Determining the factor of muksa machmas chasar and kis, he explains further, is that the owner would not use the item for general usage for fear of monetary loss. Therefore, he explains, okay, this is a real, but he says, lemaisa, even a 10-cent item, which is withheld from general usage, by the owner for fear of monetary loss, it would also be muksa. Okay, 10 cents is 10 cents, but be it as it may, the point, what he's trying to say is that lav dafka, you don't have to put sort of like a price on it. Well, it's only more of the $500 or $700, $1,000, even a cheaper item, if that's the point, the person's very makbid, right, on this item, it could also fall under the category of muksa machmas chasar and kis. He says, well, you could have something that's worth $100, right? $100 item, which is not withheld from the general use, would not be muksa, right? Chasar and kis. I have something else. It's worth $100, $200, whatever. So whatever, but I'm not so makbid on it. A person, whatever, they have this one item, it's worth even $500. But let's say during the week, and let's say it's something that's not allowed to be used on Shabbos, it's a kli of iser, right? But it's worth $300-$400, but whatever, I'm not so makbid, it's not a major, I have three or four of the same kind, I'm just giving an example, right? I'm not so makbid on this item, so then it would not be, quote-unquote, chasarin kis. So that is an important point to keep in mind. Once the person has a mind for a monetary loss, whatever the price might be, that would be one of the conditions actually to make it chasar and kis. Okay, it just continues on explaining items which are muksa machmas chasar and kis are also generally kept in a specific place so as not to be damaged, right? Because the person doesn't want them, they're concerned for monetary loss, so they don't want it to be damaged. So usually something that a person does not want to be damaged, they are going to keep in a specific place when it's not in use. One would normally replace this delicate tool in its case, right? In other words, person, let's say during the week, they fix something and they have a specific tool that's very expensive and they don't want anybody using it. Like we spoke about whatever, the knife of the mile, right? We spoke about the pens of the cipher, whatever the case might be, and they keep it in a specific place. They don't want people touching it. So I remember once being by cipher also one time, and his children went into the room where his pens are, the cipher, and they're very expensive pens, and the child was about to take the pen and start writing scribbles, whatever, during the week. So he jumped right away. This can't touch this specific place. It's very, nobody could touch it. Nobody could use it for anything. It's used specifically for the writing, for the sophras, and so on. So, so we'll stop here. But the point is that what I wanted to bring out today is that lamaisa does not have to be bedafka, something expensive. It could even be a cheaper item. But once a person is concerned for monetary loss and in general, they're keeping in a specific place and they're makbid and so on, it could still fall under the guidelines of chasar and kis. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem, bracha, kol tov.